Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show's on here. How are we looking today? Hopefully you're enjoying your day, some sunshine, blue skies, all that kind of good stuff. And we're going to talk with Paul Imig, our green and gold analyst, coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program is brought to you by good friends at Bud Light. Don't forget Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and also the official beer sponsor of summer. And Wednesday Night Live is going to be back starting in June. The Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. We're going to be out there again a lot this year and looking forward to it. Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Gold analyst joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. So, a couple of things. We've got the MMQB saying the Packers are going to be nowhere near a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Nobody's picking them. And in addition to that, the Packers, are they going to be a team that lands one of the best wide receivers in the game? But should they, because the dude's a nut and chucked all his furniture off of his balcony down in Miami?
Where do you want to start?
You tell me. You go with whatever your heart says.
My heart says to talk about Antonio Brown, and so does my Twitter feed. Bill, I saw the odds that came out this morning, and the headline talks about, you know, Packers, one of top two teams, favored to get Antonio Brown, and it was sort of like a, oh, what now? You know, the who?
Right.
For who? Because as much as Antonio Brown is, you know, a guy that has, you know, a personality that some people gets rubbed the wrong way, and no one really likes guys who demand trades, and that doesn't usually go well. And, you know, Mike Tomlin and Antonio Brown certainly have an interesting history, and I know there was the stuff with Antonio Brown thinking that Mike Tomlin played too much favoritism towards Ben Roethlisberger and all of these other things. But you're talking about, I mean, there's no question, a top five NFL wide receiver available on the trading block who has publicly demanded very loudly and vocally a trade out of Pittsburgh. If his value, I mean, if he was like a non-disgruntled trade candidate, he would fetch two first rounders. I mean, he would fetch the Khalil Mack price. He would. Like, you would get that much for it. But when you are being as public and defiant as Antonio Brown is being in efforts to get out of Pittsburgh, Bill, I'm thinking he's available for a second or third round pick, okay? And I don't care how much of a character a guy might be. If you tell me that the Packers could go into next season, especially in a year where, you know, to your other point, where most national pundits don't seem to think this is a Super Bowl team, not just this year, but in the next 5 years, a.k.a. over the rest of Aaron Rodgers' career, and you tell me that I can have a team, if I'm Brian Gutekunst running this team, and I can have a team that has Aaron Rodgers at quarterback looking for a bounce-back year with a brand-new offensive play caller and head coach in the floor, and then I can team Antonio Brown with Devontae Adams, and all I maybe have to deal with maybe is a little bit of drama here and there. Like, some, you know, kind of like to the point with the other day with the Kareem Hunt stuff. Like, when you – they're totally separate scenarios, obviously, but it's like the talent is always going to be – the thing that becomes the most intriguing. And I just think if you get to a point where you can team And when I put this out on Twitter, I had some people ask, like, well, isn't that going to take away from Devontae's targets, or what's going to happen? You know, the Packers don't need a number one wide receiver. They already have a number one wide receiver. And I said, well, the only thing better than having one number one wide receiver is having two number one wide receivers getting the ball from Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know, obviously, what the asking price is. But if the asking price is, like, a second or third round pick, I get it, Bill. The guy seems like a bit of a headache to deal with. Maybe with teammates or with coaches or whatever else, but you know, sometimes guys just need a fresh start, and you cannot mistake the talent that he has. I think you. I mean, geez, you want to course correct. You know what? If you were to redo that MMQB study after having the Packers acquire Antonio Brown, I bet at least a few of those guys would change their mind and say that the Packers will now win a Super Bowl next year. I really think it's the offensive equivalent of missing out on acquiring Khalil Mack. It's not a position of need. Wide receiver is not a position of need like it is at edge rusher with Khalil Mack. But these guys are not – players of the Khalil Mack and Antonio Brown talent level are not supposed to be available via trade. And when they are, I think you move mountains to try to make it happen.
Do you think that with everything he's done, okay, he doesn't show up for court ever after doing 120-something miles an hour through a subdivision of Pittsburgh – he chucked all of his furniture off of his apartment down in Miami off the balcony from I don't know how many floors up, but he threw those out. He pops up when didn't tell anybody, but he ends up kind of negotiating his own deal to be on The Masked Singer. And the Rooneys have said there's something wrong with the guy. He's off this year. He's just not the same guy. Do you take that chance on somebody that's just that verbose right now? And remember, you're with a young head coach in his first year, and the only guy that you would assume then can control him would be Aaron Rodgers, and we know that another Hall of Fame quarterback tried to control him a little bit, and he ended up blowing him off and almost came to fisticuffs. So do you take that chance?
I do, because I think the upgrade to the roster, again, Bill, you have five more years of Rodgers' career. You have a team that a lot of people nationally don't seem to think is a legitimate threat in the NFC. You know, I know you said another Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, but nobody in their right mind would say that Roethlisberger is an equivalent quarterback to Rodgers. Just because, I mean, not all Hall of Fame QBs are created equally, and Rodgers is obviously a superior player to Roethlisberger. And again, I think some guys just need a change of scenery. I think if you're a malcontent in one location doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a malcontent in another location. Winning cures all. The Steelers had other interesting stuff going on with Le'Veon Bell not reporting. And again, Tomlin had been in Pittsburgh nearly as long or as long. I'm trying to recall exactly what year he got there. Actually, he was there in Pittsburgh before McCarthy was in Green Bay, right?
Maybe mm-hmm, yeah. I think it was all like either the same year or a year before.
Yeah, that's right, because I know Sean Payton went to New Orleans, McCarthy to Green Bay, and I think maybe the year before was Tomlin to Pittsburgh. But, you know, sometimes it's like maybe they should have hit the reset button in Pittsburgh as well, that your star running back is disgruntled, your star wide receiver is disgruntled. Maybe that's more of a question of your head coach than it is of the players. That, I mean, how is it that, you know, arguably the best running back in the league, Le'Veon Bell, and arguably the best wide receiver in the league, Antonio Brown, both have problems with Tomlin and the Pittsburgh situation going on? That to me is not a coincidence, you know, that there might be other problems there. So there's only a couple players that exist, Bill, where I think can really take a team from maybe an NFC afterthought, which I can't believe you would say that about, you know, the Packers, but they are coming off two non-playoff years. They have a whole new system in place. They have a lot of question marks. I realize we're not playing Madden here, and you do have to take into account chemistry, and you have to take into account, you know, all of the other factors. I have a feeling, Bill, with the new coaching staff, with Rodgers as, you know, the leader of this team, and I know different people have different opinions on, you know, the leadership qualities, pro and con of Rodgers, but I think it would work because I think they would win. And I think if they win, I think everyone's going to be happy. I just think you can really swing the pendulum. You would go from maybe the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th team talked about in the NFC to, you know, to appear in the Super Bowl to maybe being the one that comes to the top of most lists. And I just don't know that many players in the world exist. And Antonio Brown, I think, is one of them.
By the way, we're talking with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst. And I really like what Antonio Brown brings to the table. I think that he's obviously got a boatload of talent. Coming up this year, he's only owed, what is it, 12.6, but his cap hit would be 21 million or 22 million.
I could be wrong, but I believe when Pittsburgh makes that trade, whoever they trade him to, Pittsburgh doesn't get cap relief from trading him. So they end up eating, they don't end up paying the salary, but they end up eating a big portion of the contract, even with a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I believe, and I'm speaking out of school a little bit because it's not like I've looked at this specifically for Antonio Brown, but most of the time when a player of that cap hit gets traded, it doesn't disappear entirely from the team he got traded from. So Pittsburgh will still, whether he's on the team or not, will have a big chunk of their 2019 cap allocated to Antonio Brown, whether he's a Steeler or not. So I think whatever team he is traded to will not have that full 21. I want to say the number would be closer to 10 or 11, somewhere in like the halfway point.
Okay.
Of that. So it would not be as...
Because his base salary is 12.625.
Yep.
And it then... Then next year it actually goes down a little bit, but his cap hit next year will be $18 million, and then the year after that it's $19.5 million. I mean, when you're trading for him, you're going to also pay him. I mean, he's got a lucrative deal, so that's another thing to take into consideration.
Yeah, just like with Khalil Mack. I mean, you weren't just trading the first-round picks when you're Chicago. You're also saying, I'm willing to make this guy the highest-paid defensive player in NFL history. Now, Antonio Brown's not the highest paid, you know, player in NFL history or anything, but you're talking about a big, big chunk of number. But, you know, again, it depends what you feel about the Packers offense. It depends where you feel this team can really win. One of the comments I got on Twitter when I said, you know, I think the Packers should go for this after Solo's odds came out was, can he play edge rusher? And I get it, you know, it's funny and everything, but like, you play to your strengths sometimes the Packers aren't going to go from being a team weak on the edge to having that be the strength of their team over one offseason. That can take years to do. So, you know, you were saying the other day to me, Bill, you think the Packers offense has a possibility of, and I believe you used the word juggernaut, you know, to really become elite, like unstoppably elite. If you add Antonio Brown to that recipe and you can control him and you can kind of get him to kind of buy into the philosophy, I mean, juggernaut wouldn't even begin to describe what I think they'd be capable of offensively. Don't you agree? At least
I completely agree with you. To me, if you make the deal and you then can take the rest of your draft choices, fortify that defense, and give yourself some depth on the offensive line, you have drastically changed the face of this franchise. And I'm not talking about the face being Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about a team that has always relied on Aaron Rodgers' arm to get them there. Now you've got a vast array of weapons, and you've got a defense that doesn't necessarily have to be dominant, but just good enough. And that's where you can end up getting yourself back into the discussion of winning a Super Bowl within a year or two. But I agree. I think that he becomes an instant game changer if you would pick him, and all of a sudden this offense begins to take off. My fear is that you got to have enough defense to back it up. I don't know where I would start first. I mean, I'd love to get a guy like him. I also know that you need to protect the quarterback, and the right side of your offensive line is not that good right now.
It's not. But I would conclude the one point with Antonio Brown by saying I can guarantee that if that happens and then they redo the MMQB thing to rank, you know, whether the Packers will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, I guarantee that several of those answers would change to yes. I think it's that big of a swing. But I think what it lets you do, Bill, is it puts you in a power position offensively where then you can, yes, you need to add guard depth. You need to probably redo the right side of your offensive line. You probably need to draft your tight end of the future. You probably need a little bit more depth at running back. But it lets you then go into the draft saying, you know what, we need to redo our defense. We need two premier prospect edge rushers. And we can do that now because we can worry a little bit less about offense. And I think it all comes back to the idea that came up in my mind when Khalil Mack became available, which, I mean, Khalil Mack proved to be worth every bit of the draft compensation that Chicago sent to Oakland, proved to be worth every cent and more than what he was paid by Chicago this year. And, you know, will that contract continue to look really good as, you know, as Khalil Mack gets into his early 30s? Maybe, maybe not. But it took the Bears from being, like, the afterthought of the division to being, you know, a Super Bowl contender and a playoff team literally overnight. I think that's how big that is. And so I think not only does Antonio Brown, of course, make you that much better offensively, but it lets you focus the rest of your offseason on getting your defense revamped, on getting there to be more than just Kyler Fackrell from the edge rusher group. And I think it paints a different picture in terms of, you know, strengthening your strengths. And your and the Packers' strength is their offense. And then you can kind of start to build through the draft on getting the defense to be respectable.
Good stuff as always, Paul. We will chat more down the road. I appreciate it, pal.
I didn't think we'd be having such a, you know, a good – I wasn't expecting to tell Antonio Brown until 3 hours ago. And then I said, oh, my gosh, this
right.
This is something.
Nope, I got it. I got it. There's a lot of chatter about it. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, pal.
See you, pal. It's certainly a discussion that a lot of Packers fans are taking up right now. Do you or do you not want to see Antonio Brown, and maybe more so not say to see him here, but to see Brian Gutekunst go after him to bring him to Green Bay? Would you like to see Antonio Brown in a Packers uniform? With all the baggage he has, do you think he would be good for the franchise? 855-830-8648. Paul joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Answer that question coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Do you want to see Antonio Brown, the disgruntled wide receiver from Pittsburgh, as Paul Emig and I just discussed in the last segment, come to Green Bay? Now think about it, because dude comes with some baggage. He's got some mad skills. No doubt about it. But he can be a bit of a nut. Think about it. Cousin Subs, they've got the Make It Better Foundation supporting Wisconsin high school senior athletes in their dreams of continuing their education. Seniors can apply right now. Listen up. If you are the parent of a senior in high school, they can continue on. $7,500 or $2,500 worth of scholarship along with a trip to the exclusive Wisconsin Sports Awards event in Milwaukee. That can all be yours. Don't miss out on this VIP experience. Enter from February 1st through February 28th at cousinsubs.com/scholarship. Don't forget, Cousin Subs, they believe in better. That's cousinsubs.com/scholarship. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Do you want to see Antonio Brown? He has now officially requested a trade from the Pittsburgh Steelers. No longer wants to be there. Wants to go someplace else so he can prove his wares and say, look, I don't need you, Ben Roethlisberger, to feed me the football. I'm good all by myself. Do you want to see Antonio Brown in Green Bay? As Paul Emig put out there a little while ago, Paul Emig said that the Green Bay Packers are second on the list as far as the odds goes. Second on the list to land the disgruntled wide receiver. Do you believe it? Packers second on the list. Number one, Arizona Cardinals, 9-2 odds. Tied for second, which is Green Bay and San Francisco. Now let me preface this by saying he has already said that he wants to go to San Francisco. He has gotten in touch with Jerry Rice and told Jerry he wants to follow in his footsteps. When we were down in St. Louis, Jerry Rice was on, I think it was 97.5 or 95.7, whatever it is, the game down there, that Atlanta station, when he was live and said, yeah, I've been in contact with Antonio Brown. He called me, and they talked, and he said, you know, hey, I want to bust out of here, basically meaning he wants to get out of Pittsburgh, and he wants to go to Frisco. After that, it's the Dolphins, the Colts, the Raiders, the Browns, the Jets, and on down from there. But would you want to see Antonio Brown and all the baggage he can bring come to Green Bay? Do you think that would be a good landing spot for him? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Carl on the south side. Carl, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good, Bill, man. Thanks for taking my call so quickly, man. I really do appreciate that.
No problem.
I wanted to start off by saying, man, I would love AB here. But it would not be a good landing spot for us because of our media. And don't take this the wrong way, you know, with all due respect, but I feel like it's guys like you, some guys from the Big Show, who tend to hate on talented, you know, guys with some type of negative connotations from where they're coming from. Again, we don't know the full story from him with the Steelers, but we do know that Mike Tomlin is very lax, and that's an issue of coaching, him acting the way that he's acted. And Big Ben has a lot to do with that as well, with not taking up for his players, you know what I mean? And for us to actually say that we want to actually move forward and do something different out the Ted Thompson era, I think our media market has to get out the Ted Thompson era too and start embracing these free agents that's out here. Nobody wants to come play for us because we're so negative.
Oh, no. And I mean, compared to media throughout the rest of the country, we're rather mild.
Right.
I mean, we're, you know, let's be honest, the Green Bay Packers control a lot of the media. I mean, and what we're fed, they control a lot of that. The only, and I, look, I would love to see Antonio Brown come to Green Bay. My only caution is, if he can get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers and things are great, that's fine. Your character shows when things aren't great, and that's the only thing that scares me. But I think he's got mad ball skills, and can you imagine lining up against a Packers?
With Aaron.
Right.
That's the big thing. Those two doing numbers together is outrageous. Him and if you get Devontae on the left, you get AB on the right. I mean, the run game already with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, I mean, that's insane. We don't have to no longer worry about the offense.
Right. You will never see that. Any team against them, you'll never see any team against them put eight in a box. Never.
Exactly. And that's what I want. And, again, this is no slight to you guys. I wish that we would be more embracing of the free agent market and helping our team instead of just saying, well, this guy's a diva. We know this already.
You know, I appreciate it. Look, I think that any player that has mad skills comes with a lot of ego. So that's to be expected. It's acts of goofiness. Remember when Gronk ended up injuring himself because he's jumping off of stages, okay? That's Gronk being a partier, and they told Gronk, hey, just calm it down. Gronk wasn't driving through neighborhoods at 120 miles an hour and telling the court, I don't want to show up, so I'm not going to. I'll just pay the fine. Who cares? Gronk wasn't chucking all of his furniture off of his balcony in his apartment in Miami. Now, the whole thing, people tend to make a big deal out of the Masked Singer, the new television show. Who cares? If that's what he does in his spare time, so be it. As long as it doesn't interfere with his ability to work, that's fine. There's nothing illegal or crazy about that. He just did it to do it. Probably was kind of, you know, blanks and giggles, so to speak. I'm not worried about that. But when you get crazy and start chucking your stuff off of your balcony down in Miami, then I have to say, what's wrong with the dude? Stuff within the realm of society that you shouldn't be doing, that's where I begin to kind of raise the eyebrow and go, okay, has this guy got something else going on? I mean, even the Rooney family said, look, he was pretty good guy. Until one day, coming into the season, he's got mad at everything. And everything set him off. We didn't know how to handle the guy. That's my only fear. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Pete, Joel, and a cast of thousands all on hold. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We're glad to have you on Bill Michaels Radio. Joe across the way. You want to get a hold of us, you can. 855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk Line. Get back into the conversation. Do you want to see Antonio Brown here in Green Bay with all the baggage that he has? Taking phone calls. We're going to talk to Pete and Joel and a cast of thousands. Coming up here momentarily. Hey, this time of year, many of you stuck inside. You want the snow to go away. Maybe the inside activities with that significant other, even with Valentine's Day around, may not be the best. They could be helping you out. They being the Neumel Medical Center, the medical experts over at the Neumel Medical Center. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED and without all the harsh side effects of the pills. You can also give them a call if you have low T, and that is say your mental clarity isn't great, the stamina is low, the energy is low, not sleeping real well at night, they can help you out there as well. If you're over the age of 30, go in and get your numbers checked. Also, if you're coming out of the cookie, pie, and cake season, and maybe you're throwing pizza parties at work like we're doing today, and all of a sudden you look down and you went, where did my feet go? Can't find them. Also, where did the important parts go? Can't find that either. It's like Punxsutawney Phil. You're not going to see it until after spring shines and you put the shorts back on. Call my friends over at the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Back to the phone calls. Talk to Pete, listening to us in La Crosse and WKTY. Pete, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing well. If I were any better, I would just have to file a charge against me.
I hear you. I want to call in, give my 2 cents on Antonio Brown. I think the Packers need to sign him today. Put that kind of talent on the field with Devontae Adams and Rodgers. The Packers have not had that type of talent on the field. Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and only two Super Bowls since 1991.
What would you prefer if you could get a guy, a big-time pass rusher, or Antonio Brown, a big-time wide receiver? What do you think is better for this team?
I believe a wide receiver at this point. We can pick up another free agent. The issues in the locker room, whatnot. Ron Wolf signed in Andre Rison. Won the Super Bowl.
No, Andre Rison was considered a problematic child when he came to Green Bay. Thanks for the phone call, Pete. You're absolutely right. He was considered a problematic child when he got here, and he wasn't. Didn't he? His house got burned down by the girl that was in Salt and Pepper, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. God, what was the girl's name? She had a nickname. It was like One Eye or Lazy Eye, or I can't remember what her eye name was. I can't remember what it was. But she burned his house down. I remember that. But Andre Rison was considered kind of a problem child. He came here and helped them win a championship. Look, if Antonio Brown... Lisa Left Eye. I know it was something. Lazy Eye, One Eye. I didn't remember what it was. I saw the... they had it on... It was the MTV... thing they did for her. They did Salt and Pepper, and they did the beginning and the end. And so anyway, that was kind of the life and times of. But I remember that. She was dating Andre Rison and burned the house down. She ended up moving to Costa Rica or something. She was living up in the wilderness and on top of a cliff or something. I don't know what happened to her after that. But that being said, he was a problem guy, came in, cleaned it up. They ended up winning a championship. So if there's that kind of, but then again, you're talking about a Holmgren. You're talking about a veteran disciplinarian coach who wasn't taking any crap, and he was going to be as hard on Brett Favre as anybody, and everybody saw it and knew it, and you had a love, hate, fear type of thing with Mike Holmgren. I don't know what Matt LaFleur is going to bring to the table that he can say, okay, I've got street cred, Antonio, you are under my thumb. This crap will not fly here in Green Bay. I don't know if he's got that ability. It's back at it. Let's go to a Joel listening to us in Green Lake. Joel, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, great show. First of all, I just want to make a comment about that with Andre Rison. The 96-97 Packers team was loaded with veteran talent and, like, Hall of Fame talent. This team is nothing like that at all. I mean, you got maybe one leader and Aaron Rodgers that's, like, a big-time guy, and other than that, I don't see much else out there. So I don't think that remotely compares at all. But I just think, you know, if you bring A.B. in, what's he going to do when he starts throwing the ball to Adams? Is he going to go cry? Is he going to go to the? Is he going to want to be traded? And then you're going to pay him. You're going to pay Adams. And you're going to pay Aaron Rodgers the most money in the league. Well, we're going to have the 30th ranked defense every year in the league. And you know what that does? That is proven. Come playoff time, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. It's proven.
I appreciate the phone call. I think it would be putting Brian Gutekunst's stamp on the team if he did it. Now, whether or not it becomes a good thing or a bad thing, that's beside the point. By the way, it was TLC. It wasn't Salt and Pepper. Now that I think about it, because it was TLC, there was three or four girls that were in the group. Salt and Pepper was two. I think it was TLC. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Jerry writes, Brian Gutekunst already displayed his ignorance of the locker room chemistry by dumping Jordy, so absolutely go after Antonio Brown and complete the locker room destruction. Why do people say Jordy was the missing piece? Why are people hanging? Did you see Jordy Nelson's statistics this past year? Did you see him get drugged down from behind? Look, Jordy's a tremendous wide receiver, and he can move the sticks, but he's not the same Jordy Nelson. Why are people, because he's just a nice guy? Because he was Aaron Rodgers' confidant? You know?
I didn't watch much Raiders football this season. Why should I? But look, how were they using him? Were they using him out of the slot, or was he
on
the perimeter?
Yes, they used him out of the slot. They motion him and do a few things, but Jordy was a terrific wide receiver. He's going to be a Packer Hall of Famer. But last year, before this past season, they were using him as a blocker for Devontae Adams. What does that tell you? Why do you suddenly think everything would have been different had they not gotten rid of Jordy Nelson? Maybe Jordy picks up a couple of different first down throughout a game, and maybe they win another game.
I'll tell you right now. I wanted to give Jordy Nelson one more shot with Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football, not Brett Hundley. That was the problem.
But think of it this way, though. They looked at this and said, our number one is Jordy Nelson. So who do you rely on when you're Brett Hundley coming into a situation? You go right to the guy that would be your number one. That wasn't Jordy. Your number one was Devontae.
Right. But this whole debate last year about do you keep Randall Cobb or Jordy Nelson? I wanted to keep Jordy Nelson, and I would have kept him in the slot and see if that chemistry is still there between him and Aaron. I would have taken that chance. Clearly, Randall Cobb did not help you out a whole lot, and granted, he was injured. But
he was banged up.
But to rule it out altogether that Jordy Nelson would not have made any impact had he played with the Packers this year, I'm not necessarily buying that.
I don't think it would have been maybe a game. But I think what they did was they looked at it and strictly said, Jordy, Randall, two guys that are on the same page with Aaron Rodgers. We're not keeping both. So who do we get rid of? And then they said, you know what? We're gonna get rid of the guy that's going to cost us more money. And that's what they got rid of Jordy Nelson because they got more cap space because they got rid of Jordy. I wish they would have used more money in that cap space, but that's the reason they got rid of Jordy. 855-830-8648. Let's go back to the phones. Jason in South Milwaukee. Jason, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just don't think AB would be a very good move on our end. I don't care how superstar the guy is, how elite he is. I don't care about his jersey sales. I don't care about any of that. I just think the guy would be a cancer. And I think that if Packers are going to dump that kind of money on a free agent, then go after somebody on the defensive side of the ball. Because the Packers, up until the last 2 years, they always seem to do pretty well in the regular season because they've got the offensive pieces to get things done. But then when they hit the playoffs, they win a game, two games, but come that third game, they wind up getting annihilated because that pretty good offense that they have led by Aaron Rodgers gets shut down by the number two defense in the league. So, and plus, we don't know what Rodgers is going to be like. I mean, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that collarbone break is going to affect him for the remainder of his career, where he's just not going to have the same kind of zip or accuracy that he once had. So then what? I mean, Peyton Manning could not get it done as far as the Super Bowl goes without that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning sure as hell couldn't get it done without that defense either.
Right.
You just can't. So Antonio Brown, I get it. He's a nice, attractive, shiny piece. If you're going to do that, then go after the high-end free agents on the defensive side of the ball. A Trey Flowers, DeMarcus Lawrence, Ndamukong Suh. If you want a head case, at least get a head case on the defensive side of the ball. Not the offensive side of the ball, because that's like a dog returning to his vomit. I'm getting hot. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to listen to you, pal.
All right. Talk to you soon. There you go. A dog returning to the vomit. I don't know if I'd qualify it that way, but okay, there you have it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When Peyton Manning had the top-ranked offense in the league, they got annihilated by the Legion of Boom. When the Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay Packers had the top-ranked offense in the league, they got beat up by a team that figured out how to play them defensively in the New York Giants, who went on to win a Super Bowl. I will agree that this year you looked at what the Patriots did through six quarters of the final two games of their season. They won it via defense, not with the offense. So I understand where people are coming from when they say, I'd rather build the defense first. I get it. Joe on the north side. Joe, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? I got to comment on some of your callers first. People forget that we had Dom Capers and his stale scheme for so many years. Last year, Mike came in and turned that defense, if I remember correctly, 15th overall. which was a lot better than they had been, and that was with multiple rookie defensive backs who are going to just continue to get better. So I say that to say that there's a difference between good players and elite players.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown is an elite game-changing player. The entire defense has to completely change what they're doing for us if we get a guy like Antonio Brown that can either go over the top, go over the – he can do whatever you need, which opens up Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison. It opens up Aaron Jones in our running game. So
that I agree with, yeah.
I understand that we do need some defense, but there's difference between good and elite, and Antonio Brown is elite.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no doubt about that. He's probably one of the top three or four wide receivers in the entire National Football League. I completely agree with you. Appreciate the phone call. Like I said, dude's got mad skills. It's whether or not he comes in with a completely open mind and a new energy and a new pep in his step to say, okay, I am ready. I'll do whatever you need me to do. Not to mention you'd get him in a year in which he's got a chip on his shoulder and wanting to prove to everybody that he's this unbelievable wide receiver. But the only caveat to that is, okay, if you're not throwing him the ball enough because he wants to do better and better and better and better, yes, you understand the will to be great. But on the second hand, do you understand that he can and does have a tendency to be volatile when he doesn't get the ball and doesn't, you know, kind of perform at least to what his expectations are or takes the criticism? Stay tuned. Final segment of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. Final segment before we get out of here today. Full phone lines. We'll carry this over tomorrow for sure. Antonio Brown asks for a trade. Said he wants out. Says bye, Steeler Nation. It's been fun. Time to move on. Do you think Antonio Brown would be a good fit in Green Bay? Yay or nay? This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Auto Paint and Supply. Great people out there. Really great people out there. Been with us a while, too, so check out our friends at Auto Paint and Supply. Middleton, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Go to GoAutoPaint.com. That's GoAutoPaint.com. Automotive, fleet, industrial, marine paint, supplies, bodywork, restoration, you name it, they've got it. All under one roof. That's GoAutoPaint.com. GoAutoPaint.com. Also, Coach's Pub and Grill. Say hi to Cornet, will you? Stop down. He's usually at the end of the bar hanging out. The home of the Big Boy Burger and a terrific fish fry on Friday night. Coach's Pub and Grill, South 13th Street in Milwaukee. They're always doing a lot of great charity stuff, too. And they have the sand volleyball courts, the deck, which is enclosed right now, but that thing will open up come summertime. Just a terrific stop, a great friendly bar, restaurant. Coach's Pub and Grill, South 13th Street in Milwaukee. Back to the phone calls, talking about Antonio Brown. Would he be a good fit in Green Bay? Adam in Milwaukee. Adam, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bill.
You bet.
So, with Antonio Brown, I follow him on Instagram. He is absolutely hilarious, and he posts nothing but tons of positive things about other wide receivers and boasted Juju Smith-Schuster so much during the season. I think he'll make all the other players and wide receivers better. Not only, but is there somebody even close, talent-wise, on the defensive side that's going to be available to make that kind of an impact, like a Khalil Mack, as a free agent? And the other
boy,
thing
I that is, but... see, that's a side that a lot of people don't get a chance to see often enough. You know, but is put it this way, for all the stuff positive that he does, the image of him chucking all his stuff off the balcony down in Miami doesn't go away, you know?
Exactly. No, I understand that. And by the way, it is Lisa Leftai Lopez from TLC.
There you go. TLC, you to me.
The other question is there somebody on the free agency that can make the impact as an Antonio Brown can on the offensive side? That's all.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Let me say this. First and foremost, when people say you got to go pay the man, he's already been paid. You're making a trade. If you decide to go after him, you're trading with the Pittsburgh Steelers because he's under contract in Pittsburgh, but he has now demanded a trade. He's not on the free agent market. You're not talking about going out and buying him. You're talking about trading for him.
We can talk more about this tomorrow as well, but a USA Today writer suggested a specific free agent player for each of the 32 NFL teams, and for the Green Bay Packers, he suggested that the Packs should go after Anthony Barr.
And that was another guy that if you Anthony Barr, linebacker, he's the guy that broke the collarbone of Aaron Rodgers playing for the Minnesota Vikings. He's been extremely solid. He's good pass rusher, really good run stuffer, but he's got good wheels coming from the outside. So that would be a guy that on the defensive side of the football, he's not Khalil Mack, but at least he would fortify that particular position, and you'd have to account for him on the field. So if you can make a trade for Antonio Brown, do you then turn around and go into free agency after a guy like Anthony Barr? And then you're going to have to fortify the rest of your team pretty much through the draft. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Bob listening to us in De Pere. Bob, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. I would love to see Antonio Brown in Green Bay, but only for this trade. A second-round pick and Nick Perry.
Why in the world would they take Nick Perry? A second-round pick and Nick Perry. Now, what you probably could do is second-round pick and Jamon Moore. Jamon Moore, a lot of talent, still hasn't figured it out. He could still be, many say, the best wide receiver in Green Bay. He's got that kind of talent, but he just can't hang on to the damn football. So maybe you go in that direction. But who in the right mind would take Nick Perry? You put him out on the curb, garbage man's not picking him up. He's going to sit on the couch at the end of your driveway until finally somebody says, oh, that looks good. I'm going to put that in my rec room, maybe in the she shed that I'm building for my wife or something. You come home one day, honey, look what I did. You got an old broken down couch back there, a lot of lace and doilies and stuff like that. And then you walk in, she opens the closet door, bam, Nick Perry falls out.
I didn't even know there was a guy that played for the Green Bay Packers by the name of Nick Perry.
No. I always thought he
had no idea who that guy.
He was a milk manufacturer. He's on so many milk cartons.
I thought it was just their bench warmer or something.
We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Time for us to go. Have a go. It's whoop.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.